7.3. What was the last film you saw at the cinema?
The last film I saw at the cinema was a romantic comedy called Date Me After Midnight, directed by Adam Stoneman. I would definitely recommend this film to anyone who wants to relax and have a good time. It is brilliant, entertaining and heartwarming. It'll cheer you up if you're feeling down. I liked it so much that I've decided to buy the DVD.
I saw the new James Bond film a few days ago. It was an exciting film, full of dangerous stunts. The special effects were truly stunning. Don't miss it. You will be on the edge of your seat for the entire film. It's so full of suspense. My favourite part is when they fight under the ocean. It was filmed on location in Bermuda, and it stars one of my favourite actors, David Stronghead.
The last film I saw was based on my favourite book, Dark Adventures, so I thought I would like the film. But this new adaptation by Julia Ham Sandwich is a real disappointment. Don't waste your time watching it. The plot is too complicated, and the director's only aim is to scare you to death. The only thing I did like about the film was the soundtrack. It helps to maintain the eerie feeling throughout the film.
7.5. Let's see a film.
How about going to see Escape from Planet Earth?
To tell you the truth, I'm not so keen on computer-generated cartoons. I'd rather see a horror movie.
I don't like horror films. Why don't we go and see Skyfall?
I've seen it already.
I see. Then let's go and see The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Splendid idea. It's had very good reviews. Where is it on?
At the Cinema City.
Where shall we meet?
Let's meet outside the cinema at 6:15.
Is there anything interesting on TV tonight?
Yes. After the 8:00 news, there is a good thriller, Labyrinth, on Channel 4, and a new documentary, Pompeii, The Mystery of the People Frozen in Time, on BBC One.
Would you like to watch the thriller?
No, not really. I think I'd prefer to see the documentary. It has had good reviews.
Is it worth seeing?
Definitely.
7.7. Game. Guess my favourite programme.
Is it a programme that tells us about what is happening around the world?
No, it's not the news.
Is it a programme in which a host interviews famous people?
No, it's not a talk show.
Is it a programme in which people play games or answer questions to win prizes?
No, it's not a quiz show.
Is it a programme in which the same characters appear in different, usually funny, situations?
No, it's not a sitcom.
Is it a programme about the daily lives, relationships and problems of a group of people?
No, it's not a soap opera.
Is it a programme in which you can see something, for example a football match, at the same time as the event is happening?
No, it's not a live broadcast.
Is it a programme in which a group of strangers are filmed living together?
Yes, it's a reality show.
Ah.
7.8. What's the question?
Question 1. How many different TV channels do you have?
We've got cable TV at home, so we have more than 80 channels.
Question 2. How many hours a week do you spend watching TV?
About 20 hours. I know it's too much, but there are so many interesting programmes. Unfortunately, we've got only one TV at home, so we are always fighting for the remote control.
Question 3. What kind of programmes do you like watching?
I love series like CSI or Bones. I find the forensic stuff fascinating. I'm also a great fan of quiz shows. My favourite is The Weakest Link.
Question 4. Are there any programmes you don't like?
I can't really say what programmes I hate, because if I'm not enjoying a programme, I simply stop watching it. I'm sure of one thing, though. I can't stand reality shows. They bore me to death.
Question 5. Could you live without TV?
I don't think I could go without TV. I'm way too addicted to my favourite channels, National Geographic and Discovery Channel.
7.10. Are you a typical teenager? Read Matthew Robson's survey on teenagers' TV watching and cinema-going habits and find out. How Teenagers Consume Media, the report that shook the city. Television.
Most teenagers watch television, but usually there are times of the year when they watch more than average. This is due to programmes coming on in seasons, so they will watch a particular show at a certain time for a number of weeks, as long as it lasts. But then they may watch no television for weeks after the programme has ended. Many teenagers watch programmes that are regular, such as soap operas, at least 5 times a week, for half an hour or so. But their number is getting smaller, as it is hard to find the time each day. Teenagers also watch less television because of services such as BBC iPlayer, which allows them to watch shows when they want. While watching TV, adverts come on quite regularly, 18 minutes of every hour, and teenagers do not want to watch these, so they switch to another channel or do something else while the adverts run. Most teenagers own a TV, and more of them are upgrading to HD-ready flat screens. However, many can't make use of the HD technology, as HD channels are expensive extras which many families cannot afford.
Cinema.
Teenagers visit the cinema quite often, regardless of what is on. Usually they will target a film first and set out to see that, but sometimes they will just go and choose when they get there. This is because going to the cinema is not usually about the film, but the experience and getting together with friends. Teenagers visit the cinema more often when they are in the lower end of teendom, aged 13 and 14, but as they approach 15, they go to the cinema a lot less. This is due to the ticket prices. At 15, they have to pay the adult price, which is often double the child price. Also, it is possible to buy a pirated DVD of the film at the time of release, and these cost much less than a cinema ticket, so teenagers often choose this instead of going to the cinema. Some teenagers choose to download the films from the internet, but this is not always a good idea, as the films are usually of bad quality, have to be watched on a small computer screen, and there is a chance that there will be malicious files and install a virus. 7.11. Topic in a nutshell.
I am a big fan of the cinema. I go to the cinema almost every week. I love comedies and musicals, but I can't stand action films. If there is a new film on at the cinema, I watch the trailer for it, I read the reviews on the internet, and if it looks interesting, I go to see it. My favourite film is undoubtedly Cat City. It is a Hungarian animated movie. It came out in 1986 and was directed by Béla Tarnowski. The story starts in the year 80 AMM, after Mickey Mouse, on planet X. The well-organised gangs of evil cats try to erase the mouse civilization once and for all. The main characters are Professor Fushimishi, the scientist who has invented a new weapon which can shrink cats down to mouse size, Grabowski, the retired agent who travels to the professor for the plans, Sergeant Lazy Dick, whose plane crashes in the jungle and who meets the bat bandits, the cat villains, Mr. Teufel and Mr. Gatto, and the rat gang. Cat City is a parody of the James Bond films. I often rent DVDs too, because I prefer watching films in the original language. I often switch on the subtitles because they help me understand what the actors are saying. I watch TV almost every day. I love sitcoms and series like NCIS or CSI. I regularly watch sports programs. We have cable TV at home, and we have more than 60 channels. There are many arguments against television. There's no doubt that watching too much television may harm your eyesight. You might become lazy, a real couch potato. You may get addicted to watching TV, and you might waste a lot of time. All of these are true, but television has a lot of advantages too. First of all, watching television after a hard day in school or at work is very relaxing. It is also entertaining and educational. We can obtain a lot of information and knowledge from the programmes.